Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Radiyallahu anhum. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, once again we bring another new episode for you of our program that goes by the title of The Miraculous Events of Sahaba. In this program, we talk about the saintly miracles, the miraculous events that were manifested, exhibited by the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Today, the personality that we will be talking about is a remarkable personality. Someone who has elevated ranks in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone who is the most superior after Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh amongst the entire ummah. Someone who is known to be very close to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Someone regarding whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that if there was a Nabi after me, it would have been him. But there's no Nabi, no Prophet after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Regarding whom we find in narrations that when Satan the accursed would see him, he would change his path. Yes, dear viewers, this very personality, this eminent individual whom we'll be talking about today is none other than our heartbeat, our leader, our master, the leader of the faithful, the leader of the believers, the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Today, inshaAllah azza wa jal, we'll talk about the miraculous events, the saintly miracles, the karamat that were exhibited by him, and inshaAllah azza wa jal, enlighten our hearts with his mention. But before we do that, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the hadith that we will be talking about regarding the excellences of sending salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has also been narrated on the authority of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, which Imam Tirmizi rahimahullah mentions in Jami Tirmizi. So Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu reports that your du'as remain suspended between the earth and the heavens until you send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers, we come to know of a beautiful tip regarding the acceptance of our du'as. If we want our du'as to be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we need to make sure that our du'as, they include salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam before and after. InshaAllah Zawajal, our du'as will then be accepted. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers, we're talking about the second caliph of Islam, the leader of faithful Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, and the miraculous events, the karamat, the saintly miracles that were manifested by him. There are many saintly miracles which he radiyallahu anhu manifested. There are different types and different sorts, but the miracles that we've chosen for today's episode are of a certain sort. This is the saintly miracle of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, where he would converse with the people of the grave. And not only that, the people of the grave would also reply back to him. And he radiallahu anh had this beautiful power given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to him, where he possessed this very authority, this very power. So the first miraculous event of Faruq-e-Azam radiallahu anh, let's hear that. It is narrated, dear viewers, that during the caliphate of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, there was a very pious young man. There was a very righteous young man who would always remain engaged in worship in masjid. And his state was such that even the likes of Faruq-e-Azam radiallahu anh would be in awe of him. They would really, really rate him very high. And the conduct of that young man would be that after getting free from his worship, from his acts of worship in the night, what would he do? He would go to his elderly father and serve him. Subhanallah. How fortunate this very young man was that after worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would go to serve his elderly father. Allahu Akbar. As this is also an integral part of our faith, an obligation upon us to look after our parents, to serve our parents, to look after their well-being, to fulfill their needs if they have any. So this is also a very big obligation upon us that we need to ensure that we fulfill. So this very young man, after completing his acts of worship, what would he do? In the night, he would go to his elderly father to serve him. So when he would finish from his acts of worship, and as he would go to his father to serve him, on the way, there would be a house of an indecent woman. And she would always entice him, she would trouble him, and she would mockingly, in other words, we can say, she would invite him towards the evil action, and he wouldn't fall in the trap of the woman. This also holds great lesson for us as well, that we should also keep our gazes lowered and not give any attention towards any invitation of evil. Anyhow, as this was a practice of the young man, that after leaving the masjid, he would go to his elderly father to serve him. And on the way, this house of the immodest woman would come, who would keep inviting him towards the evil action. And the young man, he wouldn't fall into her trap. But one day, being a human being, he fell into her trap and he proceeded ahead. However, as soon as he reached the doorstep of that woman, all of a sudden, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dominated his heart. And spontaneously, he recited verse number 201 of Surah Al-A'raf, where Allah Almighty says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan. Indeed, when the pious are affected by a thought from Satan, they recollect, meaning divine command, thereupon they see clearly. Now, what happens? As soon as he recites this verse, as soon as his heart is dominated by the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he falls unconscious. Now, upon this, he's lying unconscious by the doorstep of that indecent woman's house. And it's been quite a while that he hasn't reached his father's house. Now, on the other hand, his father is getting a bit worried that his son hasn't arrived yet, because his normal practice would be to arrive at his father's house straight after he would finish from the masjid. But now it had been quite some time since he had not arrived at his father's house. So his elderly father, he started to get a bit worried, and now he leaves his house in search of his young son. So looking for him, he reaches that very spot where his son is lying unconscious. So he picks him up, his son up, and he brings him home. Now, late in the night, the son regains his consciousness, and the elderly father, he asks him about the entire account, that what exactly happened to you and how did you fall unconscious? Now, the young man, he relayed the entire account. And when he mentioned that I recited a verse of Quran at this instance, then the elderly father asked him that which verse was it that you recited? Now the son, he mentioned that very verse which we covered earlier, verse number 201 of Surah Al-A'raf. Now as soon as he recited this verse again, whilst relaying the entire account to his father, now all of a sudden, again, his heart was overwhelmed with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he fell unconscious again. And now the elderly father tried to bring him back to consciousness, but his soul had left his body. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, you can see the fear of Allah Almighty that he had in his heart, this very young man. Allahu Akbar. That is something that stopped him from committing the sin. And that was something that also made him to pass away. How fortunate is the death of this very individual and all those individuals who pass away whilst having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst having their hearts being dominated by the fear of Allah Almighty. Nonetheless, now this young man, he passes away. His heart was overwhelmed with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has passed away right in front of his elderly father. Now, during the night time, within the same night, his father arranges for his shrouding and his burial, and the son is buried within the same night. Now, in the morning, when the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, finds out about this account, he comes to the elderly father to pay condolences, and he says to him that, why didn't you inform us about this entire event? Upon this, the elderly father, he said to Amir al-Mu'mineen that, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, it was the night time and I did not feel it appropriate to bother you at that very time as I was regardful of your rest. So upon this, Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, he asked the elderly father that where is the grave of the young man, which he mentioned to Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu. Now, the second caliph of Islam, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he goes to the grave of that pious young man, and addressing him, he says that, O so-and-so, Allah Almighty has said, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ, meaning, and there are two paradises for the one who fears standing before his Lord. This is verse number 46 of Surah Rahman. Now, upon this, the young man from inside the grave, he replied back to Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu that, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, O the leader of believers, O Umar, my Rabb, my Lord Almighty, has granted me two paradises with his grace and mercy. Subhanallah, dear viewers, we've covered a beautiful account which took place during the caliphate of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. And we've covered the fascinating account of a young man who was very pious. And we've covered certain Madani pearls within this account where we learn many, many pearls of wisdom. We are particularly talking about the miraculous events of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu. So it is very obvious from this very account that Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu had been given the ability, the power of conversing with the people of the grave. And the people of the grave would also reply back to him, and he was able to hear their reply as well. This is one thing. But on the other hand, we also come to know the greatness of piety, the greatness of righteousness, the greatness of taqwa, the greatness of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness, the excellence of avoiding sins due to having the fear of Allah Almighty and being immersed in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What great excellences it possesses for a person, as we saw in this very case, where this young man, he attained eternal success because of having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He saved himself, or we can say that he was saved from committing an evil act because of the fear of Allah Almighty. Because if you think about it, dear viewers, if it wasn't a case of him having the fear of Allah Almighty, then what would have stopped him from committing that evil action? As he was there, the action could have been committed. There was no one to stop him, no one was watching him, but he knew that Allah Almighty is watching me. And that very fear of Allah Almighty watching him kept him away from committing that very sin. And his fear for Allah Almighty was to such an extent where his soul even departed his body. This is the greatness, the excellence, dear viewers, that a person has when he possesses the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because fear of Allah Almighty is something that keeps a person away from committing sins. If there's no fear, then what exactly would stop you from committing sins? So this is very, very important for us to learn from this very account, that having taqwa, having piety, having righteousness is very, very important for us. And one cannot attain these without having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then on the other hand, we also come to know that this very young man would not only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship to such an extent where the likes of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu would also be in awe of him, but he would also then serve his elderly father. Subhanallah. This is also very, very important for us, dear viewers, that if we have our parents alive, they are a blessing of Allah Almighty for us. No matter how they treat us, no matter whatever condition they may be in, There are certain dues upon us. There are certain obligations upon us that we need to fulfill in their regard. Looking after them, taking care of their well-being. These are those responsibilities upon us that we cannot be exempted of. It is necessary for us to fulfill these responsibilities and look after our parents, because we're talking about taqwa, piety, righteousness. Fear of Allah Almighty is one element of it. But serving parents is also another element that would help us to gain taqwa, to gain piety for ourselves. So it is very, very important. So dear viewers, we're talking about the miraculous events of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, and in this account, we saw how Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu conversed with someone who was buried in his grave. Another account, dear viewers, where we come to know of this ability that was granted to Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding him being able to converse with the people who are buried in their graves. Once it is stated that Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, he went to the Baqi cemetery, to Jannat al-Baqi, and he addressed the people of Baqi in these words, "Assalamu alaikum ya ahl al-qubur," meaning that, "O the people of grave, may peace be upon you." Then he says that the new news that I have for you is that your women have remarried and your houses, they have been dwelled again, they have been resided again, and your wealth that you had, that has been distributed. Now upon this, one of the deceased, being representative of everyone else, he replied back that, "O Umar bin Khattab, the news that we have for you is that we've been given the reward of our pious deeds. The wealth that we spent in the path of Allah has benefited us, and the wealth that we left behind has harmed us. We've suffered a loss because of the wealth that we left behind us." So dear viewers, we come to know from this very account as well that Sayyidina Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu had this power where he could converse to the people of the grave, and he could also hear the reply of the people of the grave. Subhanallah. This is a great saintly miracle of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, where this very side of his authority is also revealed before everyone. Subhanallah. Now, dear viewers, as we are covering the miraculous events of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, and today we are talking about this very power of his, where he was able to converse with the people of the grave and also hear to their replies. At the same time, we also learn many other things. A few things which we learned from our previous account, we briefly touched upon that. But in this account, and even in the previous account, from both these accounts, we also learn that paying a visit to the graveyard is permissible. Giving them du'as is permissible. And this is a beautiful practice of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, where he would visit the graveyard. He would visit the grave of the deceased. In the first account, we saw that Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu went to the grave of the young man. He was a pious young man, and he radiallahu anhu went to the grave of the pious young man. And in the second account, we also come to know that Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, he went to the people of Baqi and he conversed with them. And this practice we also find in the seerah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, where he would also visit the people of Baqi, Ahle Baqi, those who were buried in Baqi, and the martyrs of Uhud as well. We see this in the amongst the practices of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So we should also try to pay visit to the graveyard to our loved ones who are buried, who have passed away from this world, and we should also supplicate for them, convey reward to them, make dua for them, for their forgiveness, for the elevation of ranks, and don't convey as much reward as we can for them. This is beneficial for ourselves as well. So this is another thing which alhamdulillah we learn from these two beautiful accounts of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu. Now, in both these accounts, dear viewers, one very common lesson that we learn is, again, I would reiterate the same point, is about piety. It's about fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's about adopting righteousness. As even in the second account, the reply from the grave to Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu was regarding the pious deeds that they had committed, that they had earned reward over it, and what they had left behind, which we all run after day in, day out, because of that they suffered loss. So again, a great learning curve for us from this, that whatever we spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that would benefit us in the hereafter. That would benefit us when we will be in our graves. But that what we leave behind, it depends if our offspring, if our children use that in pious deeds or ma'azallah to commit sins. So it is very, very important for us to prioritize things. As in for our akhirah, for our hereafter, what exactly are we leaving behind? As a reply from the grave was that the pious deeds that we've committed, we've received its reward. The wealth that we spent in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we've benefited from it. And what we left behind, we faced a loss. We suffered a loss because of this. So dear viewers, very, very important for us that we also invest in our hereafter. We also invest in our akhirah. And those things which are necessary for us, we should invest in it financially, physically, in whichever way or form it is possible for us. We should make sure that we invest accordingly in our hereafter. And when we talk about the element of adopting piety, the element of having righteousness, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are many, many benefits and excellences for those who possess this very quality. As Sayyidina Salman radiyallahu anhu wrote to Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu regarding those people who will be under the shade of Arsh on the Day of Judgment. And amongst them, two people are, number one, the one who grew up in such a state that his company, his youth, his strength was spent in those works which bring about the pleasure of Allah Almighty, those works that are beloved, that are liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, the person who performed the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his eyes shed tears due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dear viewers, this is how important it is for us to adopt piety, to adopt righteousness. And whilst we're talking about the miraculous events of Faruq-e Azam radiyallahu anhu, at the same time we're also learning great pearls of wisdom, great lessons, as in this is the greatness of the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that every perspective of their life, every facet of their life, contains many pearls of wisdom for us. So as we're talking about the miraculous events of Faruq-e Azam radiyallahu anhu, but at the same time we're also learning many, many things for our own good, for our world as well as our hereafter. So alhamdulillah, we've covered two miraculous events of Faruq-e Azam in today's episode and learned some beautiful pearls of wisdom which we could derive from them. In our next episode, dear viewers, inshallah, Zawajal, we will mention more miraculous events of Faruq-e Azam radiyallahu anhu and enlighten our hearts further with his mention. Make sure you join us again in our next episode and stay tuned into Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions.